Track 6.
Now there's a little rumour been going around with you humans for a while that Earth goblins live in dark underground caves like this one just past that gate. Now do I look like the type to make home in this, I ask you? Now, let me just make my way back out of here. Oh, there we go. Ah! Oh, stupid cave! I guess that's my comeuppance for not believing you about the leet. But these mines are no place for goblins or humans, for that matter. Saying that, though, when those lovely horses were trotting up and down here, this place was a hive of activity. Every morning during the winter, I would see your people come up here. Must have been about 30 of them. Got here really early before the sun rose, and didn't come out until after dark, usually. All sorts of banging and crashing went on, and they would carry out the rocks and load up the trams. And just before they went home, they would take black powder and fire in, run outside, and there would be this almighty bang. Rocks and dust everywhere. I had to run for cover on many occasions. But by the time they'd come back in the morning, the dust had settled. Didn't make them cough quite so much, see? Oh, yes. I have a story about this place. Remember Elidorus, the boy who stole the gold that I told you about at Farewell Rock? I'll tell you about him as we walk to the next stop. Elidorus wasn't a very clever boy, and his teacher, who wanted him to be a priest, used to beat him when he didn't get his answers right. As you can imagine, Elidorus didn't like that very much, and ran up into this valley to hide. He soon became tired and hungry, and after a few days, some of my family came and found him and took him to our kingdom. Elidorus was made to feel right at home, and after dinner, we all played with my golden ball. Later on, he found his way back here and told his mother all about our kingdom and the rich treasures we had. His mother begged him to return and bring back some gold. We were delighted to see him come back, and we ate and played and had a great time. But then, he disappeared with my golden ball, which had been passed from father to son for thousands of years. We gave chase, and he tripped close to the gates of our kingdom. We told him never to come back, and made him promise that he would never tell anyone where we were. All the same, our king ordered that we change our entry point into your world, just in case. Elidorus kept to his word, though, and told his mother that the kingdom could be found through the mine we were just at. Which wasn't true, but your people have always believed it. It's just a shame I can't remember where the real entrance is. Although, this is looking more familiar. I'm just going to nip over here. I'll meet you just before the picnic tables.